So, Eric, before we start, a brief update.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I can make one promise today. No PowerPoint slides. So we're not going to do any presentation today. Can you all hear me fine? Okay. We're not going to do any presentation today. We've tried to give as much information every meeting we've had so far. Put a lot of slides and information, and that's also going to be happening in the next meetings we have, which will be additional public information meetings with the final permits that are being submitted. And those are a few weeks away from now. So this is sort of, call it a post-election, in-between applications type of outreach type of meeting that we're doing on a voluntary basis for the community. So status in general, I'm just going to say a few words about status, and then really we're going to go to a question and answer format this evening. We have, as you know, submitted our discharge application. We've held an information meeting regarding that. There will be a final summarizing meeting about that in December. That's going to be announced shortly as well. And right now what we are doing is we are really ready to submit the final applications, but we are waiting for some final deliverables, you might call it, or assessments from our local engineering partners. And those are due to be ready soon. And as soon as they are in place, we are ready to submit the final applications. And that means that new rounds of information hearings will be announced not too far into the future, and also another opportunity for public input on those permits when the applications will then come as well. So this is really the whole focus of the project as it stands right now, is to get those final pieces into place. It's a lot of work. Like in Europe, you have federal, state, and local permit applications, and they are comprehensive, and it requires a lot of detailed work to make sure we can stand by everything that ends up in those applications. So we appreciate the patience, because it has taken time, and that's because it's engineering work that requires a lot of local work. So at this time, we actually have some 30-plus people working on this project. Over half of those are here in the U.S., and half of them are in the Nordics, in Denmark and Norway. So it's quite a cross-Atlantic team we've created to solve this project as best as possible for this community. So that's really all I wanted to say at this time. Please be patient, and the next meetings with information in much more detail will come. And we're looking forward to carrying forward the dialogue for those as well. Yeah. So at this point, I'm going to leave this over to Marianne, who will then start taking questions. And the team is here to help answer them.